What are you up to?
Just recording a little show for the listeners, because it's the episode before the big episode, before the wedding of the year. Yes, Paul. So it is. Still, I'm not sure it makes the most exciting episode for the listeners. You know, there's so much to be done, and yet it is not really podcastable.
Yeah, I'd agree, Cromarty. It's not really the sort of thing you want to bore the listeners with, is it? Or do listeners like to listen to the daily drudge of life? I guess they listen to Big Fatty.
Oh, Martin, careful Big Fatty doesn't hear that. To be honest, I don't think he'll mind. He probably won't mind.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I guess they listen to Big Fatty, the daily drudge of life.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3156 of the BFO for Thursday the 12th of March 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and some voice letters. And can you hear that? Can you guess it? Can we hear it? We hear it. Hello, Solidus. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Solidus today because y'all trying to eat more solid. It's just you got to have more solid, and that's just all there is to it. And Lordy have mercy. Big Fatty, that's it? You just Big Fatty nap. When you talk about eating solid, does that involve a special chair? Sometimes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, Thursday, the 12th of March. Y'all, it's very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't think I've met this person in person, and I'm not sure how long he's been listening, but it's been years. I don't know how far back, but y'all, he is on the Twitty, and that's where I have my have my conjugal visits with him. Big Fatty! Y'all, he put a message. He's not on the Tweety much, but he put a message out today because, y'all, he flies the aerial plano, which we all know is Mexican for aerial plano. And y'all, it said that the jets that he drives, yeah, Big Fatty, he drives a jet. The jet that he flies, that wiped down or hermetically sealed. I don't know what it is. Yes, because it's an aluminium tube of death. With the coronal virus, you never know. Or is this the covfefe virus? Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, it's Jay in Orlando. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jay in Orlando. Where's he from? I'm not sure. Anyway, y'all, just always, it's one of those people that you don't hear from very much, but y'all, when you do, it's always very pleasant. So y'all, if you go on the Twitty, look for Jay in Orlando. Yes, Big Fatty, he's got the crop duster picture. No, that's you crop dusting. He's got a picture of the aerial plano on his Twitty, and y'all go on there and wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's a
show. Not that, anything but that.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Coronavirus, but as long as I have happy music, it'll be just fine, I guess so. Wash your hands. Yes, Big Fatty. After I spoke to you yesterday, I just watched some stuff on the TV machine. I did take my second nipple walk and got in over my 14, almost 15,000 steps. I think I had 14,800 steps. On two, I say Tuesday, and I stayed up a little bit later than I probably should have. I did have some more of that riced cauliflower and with the broccoli and red peppers and cone beef for my supper. Had a little bit of trouble going to sleep, but y'all, once I drifted off, I slept like baby. Yes, Big Fatty. And woke up on hump day morning. Y'all, it is 8:30 a.m. in the morning. My body clock has not sprung forward. But y'all, I didn't get out of the bed. I just rolled back over for a little bit because it was real cool in the love chamber. And I slept for another hour. So I got up and had my coffee and watched the news, read the newspaper, and y'all, then I got my share, and then I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went, of course, to the famous toastery, and y'all, I had the Caesar salad with grilled chicken on it. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And y'all, from there, y'all, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Benny. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Benny. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had the chopped Caesar salad kits, buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I got four of them. Y'all, I picked up some white all-purpose flour because I'm going to be making some cheese cookeries. They had the Kerry Irish butter on sale. And, y'all, they were selling some special ones. It was garlic and herb sticks of butter, and I thought it was buy one get one free, but as I'm looking at the receipt here, it was not. Be ready, y'all. They had cabbage on sale. I picked me up a head of cabbage, 29 cents a pound. Y'all, they had the VM, Birdseye. Cauliflower mashed potatoes, mashed cauliflower, y'all. So I picked up a couple. They were buy one get one free. Picked up a couple of those, y'all. I got some Tennessee Pride sausage biscuits ready to heat in the microwave. They were on sale, buy one get one free. Y'all, they had the chicken pot pies on sale, four for $10, so I got four of them. Y'all, they also had the Remember the riced cauliflower with the broccoli and the red peppers within the chicken stock? Y'all, it was buy one, get one free. Y'all got four of those. Also got me a half a dozen of eggs. Y'all, I got me some, it's called Butter Buds. And y'all, you sprinkle it on like your popcorn and things like that. Y'all, I got it to sprinkle on the old maids, you know, the half pop popcorn, because just to see if it made it taste better. It didn't. Y'all, I got me some, they had the Lysol wipes, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, I got me some more of that good ginger, you know, to help keep down the belching. Y'all, they had the shredded cheese, buy one, get one free, got a couple of those. Got me a box of that Lipton extra noodle chicken soup mix. Y'all, they had the giant Cheetos and potato chips and all, buy one, get one free, got a couple of those. And y'all, they had, I got me another cone beef and a round of sourdough bread. And y'all, they had something else that I saw on the TV machine. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. Y'all, the Bluebell ice cream, they made the Mardi Gras ice cream. The King Cake ice cream. Well, y'all, they've come out with a new one. It's called Cookie Dough Overload, and it's vanilla ice cream. It's got chunks of peanut butter cookie dough and chocolate cookie dough and chocolate chip cookie dough. Y'all, it's absolutely delicious. Y'all, I spent, y'all, believe it or not, I spent $76.97, but I saved $56.02, I say, two cents. Big Fatty, and you ran out of music. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I had a coupon that I got in the mail from the Honey Baked Ham Company, saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, come in and buy a pound of Honey Baked Ham slices, and we'll give you a pound free." And y'all, Honey Baked Ham is delicious and is expensive as hell. So y'all, I left the Von's East, forgot that I was supposed to go by there, had to turn around and head back to the Honey Baked. So Big Fatty, so sad to see you going downtown still. But y'all, I got that. And y'all, I found a Honey Baked Ham gift can. So y'all, it was no skin off my back. Big Fatty, nobody wants to eat the skin off your back. But y'all, then I got home, put the dishes, didn't put the dishes away at all. Big Fatty, we've just got to do it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's true. It's true. Just heading downtown all the time. But y'all, after I got the groceries put away, I was off. I was off from a nipple walk. But y'all, it was 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, it's hot. It's hot. And so y'all, I have only done, let's just check it right here. I have only done 7,600 steps so far, but y'all, I'm gonna go out once the old Mr. Sunshine goes down. Big Fat, is it going downtown too? No, once it goes starts heading down, then I'll head back out when it gets a little bit cooler. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, Big Fatty. I just don't know where he gets it. I think he pulls it out of his cookbook, Big Fatty. Y'all, this is that recipe I've been trying to tell you about. But y'all, by the way, don't forget, Shark Week is next week, and y'all, I still would love to get some more shark stories. So y'all, just call in to the BFO, and you don't have to use your name. I'll use your name, but you don't have to use it, Fanny. But anyway, and just tell us how you shit your pants. But y'all, this is called the Make Ahead Sausage Waffle Casserole. Now, y'all, everybody has had that brufkus casserole that you do. And, y'all, this is just a takeoff on it. But, y'all, you take a 2-quart casserole dish and you layer it with 8 toasted frozen waffles chopped up into bite-sized pieces in the bottom of the dish. You top it with 1 pound of cooked poke sausage and about 1/2 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. Now you repeat for the second layer, and in a medium bowl, you're going to mix together 8 eggs, 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of dry mustard, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. And you pour the egg mixture over the other ingredients in the casserole dish. You cover the dish with plastic wrap and you refrigerate it overnight. Now, before you serve it, you preheat the oven to 350, remove the plastic wrap, and cover the casserole loosely with aluminum foil. Bake for 40 minutes, remove the foil, and top with 3 tablespoons of cheese, and bake an additional 10 to 15 minutes until the eggs are completely set, and you serve it with the maple syrup. Fatty! And it says it serves 8 unless... Unless you are a podcaster in Pride 48, and it serves 2. Beep! Hey! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're March Madness, getting close to March Madness. And y'all, I know Mean Keen recognizes that music, but y'all, March Madness is one of the biggest things that the NCAA does every year. It's the big cash cow. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I believe this coronavirus is going to infect it. Not infect it. Well, it might infect it. It's going to impact it by all means. So, y'all, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Y'all, they're going to select all the teams this coming Sunday. So, y'all, even if you don't like the basketball, and you should, because there's some hot young men on there, you ought to just keep aware of it. Now, y'all, are you getting ready to drive your Chevy to the levee? On Saturday, Big Fatty, what in the hell are you talking about? Well, y'all, Saturday, and y'all, the Von Zees went all out on this celebration. They had the chicken pot pie, and they had the bakery pie, and the frozen pie, and the Big Fatty, Saturday is Pie Day. Big Fatty, I don't understand. Saturday is 314. Oh, Big Fatty, math is hard. It's true. So, get ready to get your protractor out or something like that. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Cheyenne little show. Big Fatty, by the way, you didn't get to any voice letters. Well, maybe tomorrow. Cheyenne, you and Martin seem to enjoy the BFO. Martin, how would you describe the BFO?
I guess they listen to Big Fatty, the Daily Drudge of Life.
Oh, yes, it's a daily drudge indeed.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.